With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A campaign finance watchdog group has filed a complaint against U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale of Montana and the National Rifle Association's lobbying arm. Shaylee Rager has more.
The Washington, D.C.-based Campaign Legal Center alleges in the Federal Election Commission complaint filed Monday that the Montana Republican and the gun rights group illegally coordinated an NRA ad buy this month. The allegation was made Friday after the Daily Beast posted an audio recording of Rosendale saying he expected the NRA to support him in his campaign against Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester.
It's a big nothing burger.
Speaking to the Community News Service Saturday in Whitehall, Rosendale says he hasn't even listened to the audio.
All that audio tape proves is that I was looking forward to having the endorsement from the NRA, which I have since received. I am very proud of that endorsement.
Outside organizations can spend unlimited amounts to influence elections if they operate independently of candidates, but it's illegal to coordinate spending or communications with the candidate. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier National Park officials have reopened the full length of Going to the Sun Road as crews work to contain the fire that closed it. The National Park Service closed the west side of the scenic highway on August 12th due to a lightning-caused fire on the northwest side of Lake McDonald. The fire has burned nearly 23 square miles of land and 13 homes and forced the closure of Lake McDonald Lodge for the season. Officials say up to a half inch of rain fell on the fire Sunday. It is 35% contained. A Missoula County Sheriff's deputy is now on paid administrative leave after briefly forgetting her service weapon in a faculty bathroom of a public school last week. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula County Under Sheriff Rich Marcelli says the incident unfolded last Friday afternoon.
The officer was using the restroom and in that process left a firearm inside the faculty bathroom. Literally within moments of the incident occurring, it was discovered and she had regained possession of it.
The Missoula County Sheriff's Department is conducting an internal investigation, and its only school resource officer is now on paid administrative leave pending its outcome. Marcelli describes the officer's actions as an unfortunate incident.
Obviously, it was a safety risk, but it wasn't a safety risk beyond the few moments that it was left unattended and then found and identified by another adult directly after that. So without minimizing it to any degree, you know, any way, shape, or form, it was a serious event. It was immediately dealt with at that point, so we deemed to not call individual parents and, you know, notify everybody.
The department refuses to release the officer's identity or where the incident took place until the investigation is complete.
We want to turn over a clean investigation to our detective captain. That's our professional standards investigator. It's a small community, and, you know, I understand that, you know, a lot of people may or may not already know at this point. But anyway, that'll come from another source other than our department at this time.
The Missoulian newspaper reported earlier this year that the Missoula County Sheriff's Office only school resource officer, Rebecca Burkett, accidentally fired her weapon during an active resistance training back in May. Marcelli said Monday the department's resource officer had requested to be transferred out of that position even before Friday's incident. He says it will be at least several weeks before the department has a permanent resource officer back in county schools. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Backers of a state ballot initiative aimed at reducing mining pollution say water quality problems and cleanup costs borne by taxpayers show current regulations on the industry aren't enough. Montana Trout Unlimited and Earthworks said today that 11 of 12 mines that they examined had water pollution not anticipated by regulators. A Department of Environmental Quality spokeswoman says mining regulations have changed significantly since many of the mines cited by the groups opened. The Montana Mining Association says new mines shouldn't be judged against events at other mines occurring decades ago. A Missoula-based nonprofit is a finalist for a $1 million grant in a national competition sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's philanthropy. The Community Thrives Challenge is aimed at community-based organizations that work to increase opportunity for people in poverty. Missoula's MoFi, an organization that provides entrepreneurship financing and consulting, is one of 20 finalists of more than 2,000 entrants from across the country. They help local businesses connect with with and hire from financially insecure parts of the population. According to their pitch video, they plan to use their funding to expand their reach in the region if they win.
The money from the Communities Thrive Challenge is going to be the catalyst that takes a program at local scale and brings it across the Rocky Mountain West so we can rebuild the middle class, one business, one job, one family at a time.
10 winners, each of whom will receive $1 million, will be announced later this fall. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A federal judge has invalidated a 2015 U.S. Forest Service decision that reauthorized a state Wyoming elk feed ground permit in the Jackson Hole area. The ruling, issued last Friday by a U.S. district judge, found that the Forest Service didn't properly follow established procedures when it approved a long-term permit for operation of the Alkali Creek elk feed ground. The ruling sent the matter back to the Forest Service to address the issue. The feed ground is located on the Bridger-Teton National Forest, but is operated by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department to help sustain elk over the long, harsh winters. However, conservation groups and others contend the feed grounds can potentially spread diseases like chronic wasting disease among elk when they congregate in close quarters. Public meetings on how the state will deal with the growing number of grizzly bears around Glacier National Park if they're removed from the endangered species list begin this week. Starting tomorrow in Great Falls, the meetings are about a proposed Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks rule saying Montana aims to maintain a population of at least 800 bears in what's known as the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, a swath of land home to the largest grizzly population in the lower 48. Grizzlies in the area have been federally protected by the Endangered Species Act since 1975, but the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they'll likely make a decision on removing those protections by the end of the year. Montana FWP spokesman Dylan Tabish says the meetings are not meant to address the question of whether or not to delist the bear and are not related to a separate population of grizzlies around Yellowstone National Park, whose federal protections are currently tangled up in federal court.
Are we comfortable with a minimum of 800 grizzly bears in the landscape? Is that too many? Is that not enough? We really genuinely want to hear Montana's input on that question and that question alone.
The meetings will feature presentations on the grizzly population by state biologists and the opportunity for Montanans to voice their opinion on the rule. After Great Falls, FWP will hold meetings in Conrad Wednesday and in Missoula and Kalispell next week. The public comment period ends October 26th. For meeting times and locations and other ways to get your voice heard on this issue, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.